Reflection by Father Luis Cezano. Mark 8, 27 to 35. Who are you? 1. Your question. At this time of year, I think it is good that you ask yourself who you are. At this time, I want you to go to the mirror and see who you are. Look into your eyes and be honest with yourself. Who are you really? How long do you take to define yourself? It's good to stop and think and see where you're going. It is also good to listen to what it is said about you or what more or less you think they say about you, because you know how the saying goes, where there is smoke, there is fire. Today, you have an appointment with yourself. 2. What you have to accept. Clearly, after showing us who he is in the gospel, he goes on to show us what he is going to accept in his life, the cross. Today, you also have to accept the reality that in your life, you will also have crosses you must accept. Today, you are called to accept your family, your vocation, and your way of life. That is to say, accept your crosses and do not victimize yourself. Do not blame others for your crosses. Get down to work and don't look at the side. Look for a solution to what must be changed and do not create a fantasy. 3. Peter. Peter's victorious attitude is put aside. Peter's thought can be yours and mine, that of seeking only success and comfort, of believing that life is based only on victory and success. But Jesus teaches us that the key to life is to fall and get up, to fight it out every day, and to put aside pride and selfishness, to generously accept what life gives us, because life itself is a surprise. Today you are called to be happy, but within this process of finding happiness, know that there will be struggles and falls. But the good thing is that we know how the movie of your life ends with victory. Heaven is our goal. God bless you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Always remember, heaven is our goal.